The news of drummer Tony Williams' death of a heart attack Sunday at the age of 51 was particularly sad for many jazz listeners. Williams was only 17 when in 1963 he joined one of the most influential groups in modern jazz, the Miles Davis Quintet. Lots of young players modeled themselves on his sound and always remembered him as the prodigy, even as he and they continued to age. He started playing when he was 8 and was helped by his father, saxophonist Tillman Williams. Tony Williams spent 6 years with Miles, then started one of the first fusion groups. It featured John McLaughlin on electric guitar. In the mid-80s, Williams returned to acoustic jazz and formed a band that had the same configuration as the Miles Davis Quintet. I spoke with Tony Williams in 1990, after the release of his album Native Heart, which included his composition City of Lights. When you were very young in Boston, you would occasionally sit in with Art Blakey's band or Max Roach's band. How did you get to do it? Did you ask them? Did you go up to them and ask?
Well, actually, it was my dad. He would go and I guess pester these people and tell them about his son, and then he'd ask them if I could meet them. And then he'd call me up and say, "Hey, son, come on down. Max Roach is here, and I want you to meet him," or Art Blakey. So it was my dad.
And then he'd ask if you could sit in?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it ever embarrassing? Did you feel that your father was being pushy?
Oh, no, no, not at all. Not at all. No. I tell you, my dad was actually, the first time I played a drum set was in front of an audience one night. And the remarkable thing was I went up to my father. I said, "Dad, can I play on the next set?" And immediately he said yes. Then he said, what instrument do you want to play?" So he was that kind of, he is that kind of guy. You know, he's a pretty open person.
When you were 16, you left Boston to go to New York to play with Jackie McLean's band.
Right.
Did you drop out of high school for that? Had you already left high school?
I had already left high school. Yeah.
Why did you leave?
It was 1961, 62 at that time. And there was no music in the school I was attending. And I was very bored. And I was having a lot more fun playing music with a lot of great musicians.
What was the range of attitudes toward you that musicians showed? I mean, did you get admiration, but also some condescension or jealousy from more mature musicians who realized how talented and how young you were?
Well, yeah, you could say that, you know. But I was always looking for the best in people. So I kind of concentrated on the older musicians who were very generous and very kind, like Cannonball Adderley and Art Farmer and Louis Hayes and Jimmy Cobb.
What did they do for you?
Well, they talked to me. They weren't weird. They were the kind of guys that helped me understand that you don't have to be eccentric to be an artist. You can be a very regular person.
Now, you joined Miles Davis' band when you were 17.
Right.
How did he hear you?
He heard me with Jackie McLean, fortunately.
What was Miles Davis' way of communicating to the musicians in the band what he wanted?
Oh, boy, that's a difficult that's difficult to answer. You see, Miles hires people because they play really well, which is the way it should be. And he doesn't really have to tell you a whole lot, because he really trusts the people that he's hired, because they play really well. So he gives you a lot of room to explore things.
Why you decided to leave the Miles Davis group?
I had been with him 6 years, and I wanted to move on. I wanted to I used to think to myself, I'm still, if I leave now, I'll be still young enough to make all the mistakes I know I'm going to make, and probably have the resiliency to bounce back. So that had a lot to do with it.
Tony Williams recorded in 1990. He died Sunday of a heart attack at the age of 51.